ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थित तद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ द्वितीयोऽध्यायः साङ्ख्ययोगः We are seeing the verse 19 we just finished. We have to see the 20th verse today. Literally presenting the Kathopanishad mantra in the 20th verse, Bhagavan presents the nature of the Atma. In fact, he presents these two verses, 19th verse and the 20th verse, together. Why Atma is absolutely indestructible? Atma is absolutely indestructible because of its nature of changelessness. Changelessness is the swarupam of the Atma. When we say swarupam itself means that which is unchangeable is the swarupam and changelessness is the unchangeable nature of the Atma, swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is absolutely indestructible. 19th verse, he presents the Atma Swarupam as indestructibility. Atma is absolutely indestructible. Why is it indestructible? The reason is given in the 20th verse. Let us read the 19th and 20th verses before we start seeing the meanings of the Bhashyam of the 20th verse.
Yayenam Vetti Hantaram Yaschainam Manyate Hatam उभौ तौ न विजानीतः नायं हन्ति न हन्यते
वी अंडरस्टैंड द लिटरल मीनिंग वेरी सिंपल मीनिंग बिकॉज गिवन अ वेरी सिंपल लैंग्वेज बाय स्टेटिंग दैट आत्मा इज नाइदर द किलर नॉर इज इट किल्ड व्हाट भगवान कृष्ण सेज इज आत्मा इज नॉट सब्जेक्ट ऑफ एक्शन Nor is Atma an object of action. Atma doesn't become the victim of any action, doesn't become any affected by the action as object of action. Nor is Atma the subject of action. Because actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Because changelessness is the nature of the Atma. So Atma is neither the doer of any action, nor Atma is object of any action. By mentioning only that Atma is neither the doer nor the object of action, here actually in this verse, Bhagavan Krishna makes us understand that the Atma transcends all accessories required for performing any action. There are six karakani, shat karakani, six accessories associated with the action, involved in performing an action. What are they? கர்த்தா, சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் த டூவர் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன், கர்ம தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன். He eats a fruit. When you say the fruit is object of action, act of eating. So Atma is not this object of action also. Then Atma is not an instrument involved in any action. Karanam, Karta, Karma, Karanam. Then Sampradanam. Sampradanam is another Karakam. Sampradanam means the beneficiary of the action. Sampradanam. For whose sake something is done. Apadanam. For what purpose? We saw. For whose sake or what purpose? Sampradanam. The purpose of action, the beneficiary of action. Apadanam. Atma hadun in apadanam. Apadanam means from whom, from where, from what. Because of which reason the action happens. The reason of action. That also Atma is not even the reason for any action. Kopat karoti. He does it because of anger. He does it because of the desire for fulfilling the fulfillment. Because of the desire. So there's no, Atma is not even an apadana. Then adhikaranam, the locus of action. Atma is not associated with any adhikaranam, the locus of action. Atma is not an apadhanam, the reason for an action. Atma is not apa sampradanam, any purpose of action or the beneficiary of the action. Atma is an instrument of action. Atma is not an object of action. Atma is a subject of action. Na karta, na karma, na karanam, na sampradanam, na apadanam, na adhikaranam. Atma transcends all these six accessories associated with the karma. Therefore, Atma is absolutely free from action. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is that because of the blessing of which there can be karta, there can be karma, there can be karanam, there can be apadanam, sampradanam, adhikaranam. All karakas are Atma. But Atma is not any of the karakas. Atma is absolutely free from all these karakas. Karakani means all accessories associated with, involved in performing any action. That fact has been made very clear in this 19th verse, which you have already seen. So, we saw that Hanta aham hataha asmi aham iti deha hananena atmanam aham pratyaya vishyam yau vijana vijanitaha tau atma swarupa anabhignyau. This also we have seen already. Atma swarupa anabhignyaha. Abhignyaha is a knowledgeable person. Anabhignyaha is an ignorant person. The person who thinks Atma to be killed, the body is killed, he is anabhignyaha. The person who thinks Atma is the killer, when a person says, I am the killer, aham hanta means, for him, I refers to the body. The person who says, aham hanta, I am a killer, or I am the doer, is the person who takes Atma to be the doer. Because aham refers, aham actually, I actually is the abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma. Aham pratyaya vishayaha. The content of I cognition is pure awareness, pure consciousness, abstract reality. That reality is ever of the nature of actionlessness. But when the person is aham hanta, his eye sense is identified with the hands, the body. Therefore he says, I am the killer. And I am hanyate. When he, hataha asmi, I am killed. Means when his body is affected by another person and he thinks I am healed, means what? Even then, the I sense is identified with anatma body. Therefore, body, and when the body is killed, he thinks I am killed. When he says, I kill him, I am the killer, purely because of the lack of the knowledge of the actual substance of the substantive I. Aham pratya vishayam na vijanati. So they both do not know. Whoever thinks I am killed and I am the killer, who mistakes Atma to be the subject of action or the object of action, such people are ignorant of the essential nature of the individual. Which means, Aham, please make a note, the word Aham, what is Aham? Is I. What is I? First person singular pronoun. And is one, this first person singular pronoun, I, the single lettered word. It is something which is used by every individual to refer to oneself. And this I, Aham, has two meanings. What are two meanings? One is, Aham has Vachyartha. Aham also has Lakshyartha. The I has the implied meaning. I has literal meaning. The word meaning. The word Vachyartha, the literal meaning of the word I is the entire individual. Every individual is the meaning of the word I. Every individual, when he says, I go, I come, I sit, I do this, I have work. When he says, in day-to-day life, we use the Vachyartha of the word I, the literal meaning of the word I, which is Atma with Anatma. Every individual is a composite of Atma and Anatma. There's a physical body, there's a mind, there's sense organs, there's sukshma, subtle aspects indwelling the physical body. And we also have the total again sometimes, which is causal body. And we also have Atma. So what is an individual? The abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest, all pervasive reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, existence, implied by the term Atma, is also forms part of the individual. And apart from that, there is sthola shariram, this gross body, and the subtle aspects which constitute the subtle body, which indwell the gross physical body, like pancha karmendriyani, gyanendriyani, pranaha, manaha, antahkaranam. In terms of manaha, buddhi, chitta, mahankaraha. Then we also, in deep sleep state, we also understand this as karna shariram, total ignorance. So all these, you can say three bodies with Atma constitute an individual. Or we can say five koshas with Atma constitute an individual. This Atma, the pure, abstract, formless, all-pervasive consciousness, and just the time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limited body, mind, sense complex, together constitute the literal meaning of the word I, Vachyartha. This Vachyartha is the meaning, the literal meaning is taken, used in day-to-day transactions. But this is a Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word I, Lakshyartha. What exactly I refers to? Because even though the known anatma aspects, body, mind, sense complex, which come under the category of the known also, are included in the Vachyartha of Aham. But in Lakshyartha, when you want to know the what exactly the first person singular pronoun I refers to. I refers to only the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is arrived in terms of its nature of knowing as a swarup of the knower. The pure consciousness existence is the lakshyata of the I. Like wave is water, so I is abstract consciousness existence. When the person discovers, he cognitively resolves the isms in its truth, the abstract formless consciousness existence. When you say wave is water, you are cognitively resolving wave in its truth, the water. When you say I is consciousness, I am consciousness. I is consciousness means we resolve cognitively isms in its truth, the abstract formless reality, the consciousness existence implied by the term Atma. So this vachyata of aham is what? Atma with anatma, body, mind, sense complex is vachyata of aham. The pure abstract formless consciousness existence alone is lakshyata of aham. Lakshyata is the actual meaning of the aham. Because what body, mind, sense complex, anatma, comes under the category of the known. Therefore, the knower consciousness implied by the Atma, being distinct from the known anatma, is not the anatma. The lakshyata is pure existent consciousness. That lakshyata of aham is what? Aham pratyaya vishayaha. And people do not, we're all ignorant, simple ignorant people. Whenever we say I, For most of the people, I just refers only to the gross physical body. Sthula sharire eva atma buddhihi, dehatma buddhihi. People do not even know there are so many subtle aspects which indwell the gross body. Even though they can say my eye, my ears, my nose, my tongue, even though they say, still they do not even differentiate the something called sukshma. Apart from subtle gross body, there's a sukshma which indwells the physical body, which is conscious and which departs, the presence of which makes the body alive, the absence of which makes the body dead. They do not even know that there's something called a sukshma exists. There's some people who know the sukshma. Some people do not even know sukshma. So they have identity with, but in our day-to-day life, as a grown people, we have identity, means what? The I sense, the I is identified with body, identified with the pranas, identified with the sense organs, identified with the physiology, the mind, the memory, the intellect. I is always identified with everything. In different contexts, different situations. Because we do not know, our identity is strongly with anatma. Therefore, there's a vachyartha of aham is atma with anatma, body, mind, sense complex. We do not have, we are ignorant of the lakshyartha of the atma. We do not even know there is atma. Some people may know that there is Atma also. There's consciousness in the body. But they do not know. Still, identity is not able to shift identity with from the Anatma to Atma. Therefore, this Atma, Jnana being there, the entire the Vachyartha of the Atma, the Aham alone, is always taken as the meaning of the word aham. There is ignorance of the lakshyartha of aham. The implied meaning of the word I is not known. This is aham pratyaya anabhignyau. Aham pratyaya vishaya anabhignyau. the people who mistake the Atma to be the subject of act, to be subject of action and the object of action, they do not know. They are ignorant of the implied meaning of the word I, being abstract, formless, pure consciousness existence. Okay. This is the Atma Aham Pratyaya Vishayam Yauna Vijanito Tau Atma Swarupa Anabhinyo. We understood this much last class, the old class. Yes, Mati. I am Atma Hanti. Atma does not. Therefore, what Atma really? Atma, the content of I, the actual implied meaning of the word I, the real substance, the substantive, I being abstract, formless, all pervasive, subtlest reality, consciousness, existence, implied by the term Atma. Atma does not kill. Haranakriyayaha karta na bhavati, does not become the subject of the act of killing, means subject of any action for that matter. Na hanyate nacha karma bhavati iti arthaha. And there Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the reason. Avikriyatvat. Why Atma is Atma transcends all. How can we say Atma transcends all karakas? Atma is absolutely of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is neither subject nor the object of action. How? Because of the nature of changelessness. Avikriyatvat. Atma is neither the subject nor the object. So, the reason for Atma being not the doer, not the object of action, is changelessness, is the nature. Therefore, that is given in the reason for Atma being not the subject of action or the object of action is given in the 20th verse. Okay, we'll come to today's class now. Katham avikriha atma iti dvitiyaha mantraha. The verse is revealed as mantra itself. There, because Kathopanishad has been literally brought here in the form of a verse. Kathopanishad mantra being brought here in his 20th verse. How atma is avikriha. Atma is not subject to any change or modifications. Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. Because of the nature of changelessness, Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Very, very close. Because action implies change, motion. Atma is ever of the nature of motionlessness. Puja Swamiji used to say this. Atma is ever of the nature of motionlessness. Because of all pervasiveness. Motion is possible only if it is not all pervasive. No movement, no motion is possible. There was actionlessness. There was changelessness. Okay. We'll see that. This was. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavitavana bhuyah ajo nitya shashvato yam puranah na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Okay, we'll see the Bhashyam straight away. Na jayate. See, we have to understand in this 20th verse, Bhagavan establishes the nature of the Atma being changelessness. Atma is absolutely free from all modifications and changes. So, in fact, any change, all forms of changes are negated in this verse. When you say, I am born, I am going to die, etc., these attributes of the body and the mind are superimposed upon the Atma because of erroneous self-perception, because of the ignorance. So those, all those modifications are negated. Let us see here. Na jayate. Na jayate. Atma is not born. Means what? Na utpadyate. Na jayate means not na utpadyate. Utpadyate is a passive. Is not produced newly. It is not born. So, again he is explaining, Jani lakshana vastu vikriya atmanaha na vidyate. Jani lakshana vastu vikriya atmanaha na vidyate ityartaha. See, vastu vikriya is equal to bhava vikaraha. Vikriya is a feminine noun meaning modification, change. Vikriya. Vikriya, vikriyaha, vikritihi. Look at this, how many words? Vikaraha. Vikaraha. Vikriyaha. Vikriya. Vikritihi. All these words mean the same. Modification. Vastu means what? That which is vastu. That which is vastu. In fact, vastu means that which alone is vastu. Absolute vastu is abstract, formless, subtlest reality, consciousness, existence implied by the term Atma or Brahma is absolutely vastu. But here, relatively vastu, anything which enjoys existence, at least temporarily, anything existent is vastu. So that which alone is vastu. So Brahman is also said to be absolute vastu. Relative vastu is what? Anything which enjoys existence, anything which is existent is vastu. So vikaraha, modification, vikriya or vikaraha, modification can be only of something existent. Modifications of a non-existent thing, we cannot talk about because the non-existent, something non-existent, whether it doesn't even exist, how can you talk about the modifications of the non-existent thing? You can't say, you know, shashashringaha, dirgaha asti. You can't describe the non-existent rabbit's horn. Dirgaha shringa, doesn't even exist. How can I talk about the length of it? Therefore, the vikaraha, Hashringa has become very long, has grown. You can't talk about it. It means vikaraha can be only of something which is existent. So bhavanam vishyanam vikaraha santi. Nitu abhavasya. Okay. So bhava vikaraha means vastu vikriya. The modifications, changes happening of the existent things. It's a trick, bhava vikaraha. Okay. Now, vastu vikriya, what is vastu vikriya? What bhava? Jani kriya, jani lakshana. Jani means birth, janihi means birth. Jani lakshana vastu vikriya atmanaha na vidyate. There is no such a thing, such a modification happening, modification pertaining to an existent object. There is no such a thing, modification pertaining to an existent object. Such as in the form of birth for the Atma. Jani lakshana vastu vikriya atmanaha na vidyate. Okay. Then, tatha na mriyate va. So, va shabdaha cha arthe. Even though va means or, it should be taken in the sense of end. And, nor does Atma die. Na mriyate. Atma does not die. Okay. Na mriyate iti. Mriyate means what? Iti. Antya vinasha lakshana vikriya pratishidhyate. Okay. Antya vikriya. The final modification. The total modification, the total change, the final change happening of any existent object in the form of destruction. Vinasha lakshana vikriya, antya vinasha lakshana vikriya pratishidhyate means what is prohibited. Not literally prohibited also, but here it means negated. Which means this modification, the final modification, complete modification, total modification in the form of death, in the form of total destruction. Okay, total modification in the form is said to be maranam, death. Okay, that is also negated on the part of the Atma. It is not there. So this na jayate na mriyate. Na jayate na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Never is Atma born, never is Atma die. Now this you can take as a first quarter of the verse. Na jayate na mriyate. And here same teaching. It again presented by in the next quarter also. Nayam bhutva abhavita vana bhuyah. Na ayam bhutva abhavita vana bhuyah. Now, before that, Chakracharya says, kadachit shabdaha. Kadachit shabdaha means kadachit shabdaha. Kadachit shabdaha. Kadachit chabdaha sarva vikriya pratishedehi sambadhyate. By using this word kadachit in this verse, just mentioning only two changes. See, birth is just a change, modification. So birth is a modification. Death is also a modification. So what is death? Death is not destruction. Death is not an absolute total destruction. Death is only a big change, a final change. Why a final change? Again, come back to into a new form. That's why death is a final change. Antya vikriya. Birth is what? Birth is not adivikriya. Don't say that. Birth is also change. So birth and death are nothing but bhava vikaraha, bhava vikaro changes happening of any existent things, especially physical body. Therefore, va shabdaha cha archa arthe. So kadachit shabdaha sarvikriya pratishedehi sambandhyate. So that kadachit means ever. The word kadachit implies that Atma is free from all forms of modifications. Sarvavikriya pratishedehi sambandhyate. Atma is said to be what? Free from all forms of modifications are negated. Not with these two changes. We can say so many other changes which happen in between birth and death also. Birth is a first change, death is the final change. In between birth and death, again many changes happen. We are going to see that also. Shankar Bhagavatpada used a very beautiful word for that. மத்யபாவினே விகார, மத்யபாவினே விகாரஹ. The changes happen in between birth and death. Those changes, all those changes are also negated. So Atma is connected with negations of all modifications. Atma is connected with the negations of all forms of modifications means what? Atma is absolutely free from all modifications which happen in between birth and death also. Okay. So, na kadachit jayate, na kadachit mriyate, iti evam. The kadachit shabdaha, the word kadachit is connected with every change, connected with the verbs here to reveal, to negate all modifications. So, kadachit shabdaha is sambadhyate. The word kadachit is added to every change, the verb denoting any change. Na kadachit jayate, never is Atma born. Na kadachit mriyate, never is Atma, never does Atma die. Ityevam sarvakriya pratishedaihi sambadhyate, it is connected with every verb denoting any change. So that all changes, all modifications are negated. Yes, Mate. Now, this first quarter alone is taken as what? This first quarter is taken as a statement of fact. When a statement of fact is first presented, the Atma does not, Atma is not born, Atma does not die. It's a statement of fact. And this statement of fact, when it's presented, first, is said to be proposition. Okay? Proposition. Okay. Then, we are going to the next sentence. Yes, mate, I am bhutva, I am atma, bhutva, bhavana kriyam, anubhuya, paschate abhavita. Abhavita means what? Abhavam ganta, na bhuyaha punaha. The next, and the same sentence is further explained. Further explained means what? The following, the next quarter is a commentary of the, on the previous, the statement of proposition, the statement presented as a proposition. The reason is given why and how Atma is said to be unborn, why Atma is not born, why Atma is, does not die, how. The reason is given, I am Atma bhutva, okay, having been born and remaining here in this world for some time, bhavana kriyam anubhuya, having gone through the act of being, means what? Having gone through act of being means having been born and having remained here in this world for some time. Paschat, later on, abhavita na bhuyaha. Abhavam ganta na bhuyaha. Again, it will not be, it will not be non-existent. So having been born, having remained here for some time, again, it will not be non-existent. It will not become non-existent. It will not disappear. Like what? This physical body has been born and is here for some time and undergoing changes, it is there for some time and after some time, it disappears totally. like this, just as a physical body, having been born, having remained in this world for some time, having undergone changes, and it will not be non-existent. Atma will not be non-existent like the body. Abham ganta na bhoyaha. This is the reason given. This is called hetuhu. When the statement of fact is presented, this is a proposition, then it needs to be, we have to explain that. We have to give the reason. Why? What is the reason? How do you say Atma is not born? Because having been born, having remained here some time, again, becoming non-existent, not being there again, such a thing is not on the part of the Atma. Therefore, what? Atma is not born, Atma does not die. Then, we have to, again, tasmat what? Na mriyate, therefore Atma does not die. He says, yohi bhutva na bhavita. Saham riyate ityuchyate loke. Okay. Who is said to be dying in this world? Saham riyate iti uchyate loke. In this world, that is said to be saham riyate, means sahad deham riyate iti uchyate. That is said to be dying in this world. What is that? Yaha hi bhutva na bhavita cha. Na bhavita, that which has been born and having remained in this world, that which will not be later, is said to be dying in the world. Yaha hi bhutva na bhavita cha na bhavita saha mriyate ityuchyate loke. So that which is born and having been born, having remained here in this world, that which would not be later on is said to be dying in the world. Okay. Vashabdat na shabdat cha. The two words, the word va meaning and the word na, the negative particle na, na shabdat cha. I am, what is conveyed is, I am Atma, abhutva, va, bhavita, na bhavita, dehavat, bhuyaha. So the word va and na, these two words, va meaning and the negative particle na, from these two words together, what is conveyed is, I am Atma, this Atma, what is this Atma? All pervasive, abstract, subtlest reality obtaining as the nearest self, as the very content of I, the pure consciousness existence implied by the term Atma, abhutva, without having been here before, bhavita, na bhavita, without Atma, is not something which will be without having been here. Without having been here, it will not be born again, born newly. It will not be here like the body. Dehavat. How body is born? The body is until the birth of the body is not here. Not here in the sense, not in the same form. The body gets formed in mother's womb. And it grows and it is born. So until it is born, comes out of the mother's womb, it is not there. It is the general understanding. What is birth? Something, it is the general view. In this world, generally, what is said to be born? That which is born is nothing but which has come into being, without having been there before. Therefore, abhutva bhavita na Dehavati Bhuyaha. So this body is not some, this Atma is not something, the body, which will be without having been before its birth and which will be after its birth. Atma is not like that. Tasmat na jayate. So therefore it is not born. Without having been, something comes into being, it's said to be born. Having been born, having remained here, if it will not be, that is said to be dying. Therefore, Atma is not born, Atma does not die. Because there was never a time Atma was not. Atma has been this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge. Your consciousness existence has been there, always beginninglessly. There was never a time Atma was not there. There will never be a time Atma will not be also. Atma will be there, Atma has been there beginninglessly, Atma will be there endlessly. Atma is there changelessly also, independently, causelessly. Therefore what? Atma is not like the body, which having been born, remaining here, will not be there after some time, or which without having been before, which is born newly. Atma is not like that. This is the explanation. This is the hetu. Hetu means what? Reason. Hetu, the reason given, explaining the proposition. The statement of proposition, the statement of fact. Okay. Yaha hi abhutva bhavita saha jayate ityuchyate. That is said to be born, which will be without having been before. Yaha hi abhutva, that Yahahi abhutva bhavita, that which will be without having been before, is said to be born. Saha jayate ityuchyate. Na evam atma. Atma is not like this. Atma is not of this nature. Evam, in this manner. Evam, in this manner. Na atma. Atma is not born. Atma does not die. So what? Ataha na jayate. Therefore, atma is not like this. Atma is not of this change. Atma is not subject to any changes like this. Therefore what? Ataha na jayate. Therefore, atma is not born. Yasmat evam, as Atma is not born in this manner, tasmat, therefore, Atma ajaha, Atma is unborn. Yasmat means because of this reason alone, na mriyate, Atma does not die. Therefore what? Tasmat nityaha cha. Therefore, Atma is timeless, eternal. Okay. We should understand here, same teaching. Atma is absolutely timeless, beginningless, endless, changeless. It's not like the body. Doesn't, okay? Why so many times Bhagavan Krishna repeats? Najayate namriya, najayate mriyate vakadachit. That is the first quarter of the verse must be taken as proposition. A statement of fact present today is called proposition. Then that needs to be explained. The explanation, so Shankar Bhagavatpada is going to say later on. The second sentence is what? Explanation, which is a hetuhu. Nayam bhutva abhavita vana bhuyaha. And final is what now? This God? Okay, Hetuhu. The reason is given. One reason is given, explained, it has been explained why it is not born and does not die, etc. Then again, you have to present the firm conclusion. That is called a nigamanam. Nischaya gamanam, nigamanam. Nischaya gamanam is nigamanam. What is nigamanam? The firm conclusion is Atma ajaha. Ajaha nityaha. Ajaha nityaha. These two words negating the birth and death of the Atma, time-bound nature of the Atma. The word ajaha negates what? Ajaha is a word which negates the birth superimposed upon the Atma. Anityaha, timeless. Okay. Time-bound nature is superimposed upon the Atma is negated. Nityaha. This is the, it's called a nigamanam. Final conclusion is Atma ajaha, Atma nityaha, timeless. Okay. The next, we'll see here. Yasmad evam, tasmat ajaha. Yasmad means because of this reason. Yasmat namriyate, tasmat nityaha cha. Therefore, timeless. Yadyapi adyantayoho vikriyoho pratishedhe sarvaha vikriyaha pratishiddaha bhavanti tathapi madhya bhavininam vikriyanam swashabdaihi eva pratishedaha kartavyaha anuktanam api yavvanar samasta vikriyanam pratishedaha yatha syat ityaha. Okay. Now, what Bhagavan Shankara Bodhpada says, the two words are enough. When Atma is not born, it is said, Atma has no beginning. Beginninglessness being the nature of the Atma is established by the word ajaha, na jayate. The word adjective ajaha, na jayate, the verb. The verb na jayate, the word ajaha, describing Atma. These two words, the verb and this adjective, already explained what Atma being free from, Atma is beginning, beginningless. Then, Namriyate reveals what Atma having not, Atma doesn't have an end. So, Adi Antayoho, Vikriyoho Pratishede. When the beginning and the end, Adihi beginning, Anta means end. Vikriyoga, the modifications in terms of the beginning and the end. And having a beginning is a change. Having an end is a change. What is beginning of something? A change, modification. What is ending of something? A change, modification. Therefore, Adihi is on Vikriya. Anta is also Vikriya. This Adi Antayoho Vikriyoho Pratishede, when there is negation of the beginning and end on the part of the Atma, when there is negation of the two modifications in terms of beginning and end as birth and death, sarvaha vikriyaha, all the modifications also become negated. It implies, there is implication of the negation of all other modifications. Mention of these two modifications. That negation of these two modifications in terms of birth and death, in terms of beginning and end itself, is enough. For negating all their modifications. So, sarvaha vikriyaha pratishiddaha bhavanti. All modifications, all possible modifications become negated on the part of the Atma. When there is negation of these two modifications in terms of beginning and end are birth and death. Still, tathapi, even then. Okay, still, it would have been enough. But still, Bhagavan, what does he do? He wants to present all the modifications. Atma is absolutely free from all modifications which happen in between the birth and death. Thinking that the negation of all possible modifications must be done in order to clarify or should not have doubt at all. When you have Aham Brahma Asmi, that jnanam, you must know I am absolute reality, consciousness, existence, free from all modifications. I'm not. Then must be, this understanding must be firm. In order to make one's understanding firm, Bhagavan thought, pratishedaha kartavyaha. The negation of all modifications happening in between birth and death also must be done. So he wants to present other words also. He says, tathapi, madhya bhavini naam vikriyanam pratishedaha kartavyaha so shabdaihi eva. By his own words, using his own words, by his own words, negation must be done, negation of all modifications happening in between the birth and death. Madhya bhavini vikriya, madhya bhavinyaha vikriyaha. Madhya bhavini naam vikriyanam pratishedaha swashabdaihi eva kartavyaha anuktanam api. Even other modifications which have not been mentioned in the verse. What are other modifications? From being born, from a shaishavam, from a babyhood, the body undergoes a change and becomes a boyhood, attains boyhood. Kaumaram. Then from Kaumaram undergoes a change and attains what? Yavanam, youthfulness. And from being a youth, it slowly it grows. Again becomes what? Again decay. So much in between birth and death also, choicelessly many modifications, changes happen on the part of the physical body. So all those changes are not there for the Atma. Atma is absolutely free from modifications. To establish this fact, even the other modifications which have not been mentioned here, anuktanam api vikriyanam, nishedaha kartavyaha. The negation of other modifications which happen in between birth and death, which are not being mentioned, also should be done here. What are the yavanadi samasta vikriyanam pratishedaha yathasyat? Samasta vikriya yavanadi samasta vikriyanam pratishedaha yathasyat. There must be negation of the modifications in their entirety, such as yavanam, etc., which have not been mentioned. And the negation of all these modifications must be done here. In order to make understanding very firm. It is. Pratishedaha yathasyat ityaha. Bhagavan says, see, the every word used by Bhagavan is very thoughtfully used. What does it mean? It negates the any modification attributed, superimposed upon the Atma. Okay. Now, shashvataha ityadina. Why the word shashvataha? Why is it? So many words are used again. Ajo nityah shashvatoyam puranah. Again, two more words. Puranaha Shashvataha. Two more words are also Swashabdaihi. Nishedaha Kartavyahaiti. The negation must be done with his own words. Using his own words. So Bhagavan uses the word Puranaha Shashvataha. Why does he use other two words? Again, to negate the modifications possibly happening in between birth and death. Okay. Now, Shashvataha Ityadina. Now, so Shashvataha Iti. Okay. Now, the word Shashvataha. Atma is Shashvataha means what? Atma is permanent. Atma is ever of the nature of permanence. So, he says, Apakshaya Lakshana Vikriya Pratishidhyate. Shashvataha iti Apakshaya Lakshana Vikriya Pratishidhyate. Which modification is negated here? Apakshaya Lakshana Vikriya. Modification in the form of decay. Apakshayaha is a modification. What is modification? Apakshayaha is degeneration, decay. So the modification in the form of, in terms of degeneration or decay is also negated. When you say Atma is permanent means what? No, Atma is not subject to any decay, subject to any degeneration. Now he explains further, what is Shashvataha? Permanent. Permanent means what? It is not being subject to any degeneration. Decay is being permanent. So being permanent means not being subject to any decay or degeneration. So he explains, Shashvat Bhavaha Shashvataha. Very nice. Shashvat Bhavaha Shashvataha. You cannot find this in dictionaries, huh? You have to learn from Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary only. Shashvat, Takaranta Shabda. Shashvat Bhavaha, Shashvat Bhavaha, Shashvataha. Shashvat means ever, ever, always. Bhavaha means what? Being. Being always. Being ever. Ever remaining. Remaining forever is what? Being permanent. Shashvat bhavaha means remaining forever. Remaining forever is being permanent. Shashvataha. And Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully explains, decay happens. Two types of decay happen. He says, na apakshiyate swarupena. See, Swarupa Apakshayaha is decay number one. Swarupa Apakshayaha. Swarupa Apakshayaha means substantial modification, substantial decay. Swarupa Apakshayaha means substantial decay. So, na apakshiye. Why Atma is said to be Shashvataha? Atma is permanent because Atma does not decay substantially. Swarupena na apakshiyate. Atma does not decay. Essentially does not decay. Substantially does not decay. Essential degeneration is not there. What does it mean? Niravayavatvat. See, substantial decay. Swarupa apakshayaha ittukte kaha. Swarupa apakshayaha means what? What does it mean by saying essential degeneration or substantial degeneration? Substantial decay means what? See, when you are born, you look very nice. When you are growing, asti, jayate, vardhate, as you are growing, and physically, slowly, nala romanium, poidur vannam, in Tamil we say this. Okay, the growth is happening. All in young age, how fresh you look. Fresh skin, fresh hair, lot of hair, bright eyes, bright ears. Everything is so bright. And all physical part, okay. And suppose what happens? We lose sometimes what happens. It is possible to lose any organ. Losing organs. As we grow older and older, for some people, there's a possibility of losing organs. Legs may go, hands may go, one hand may go, some fingers may go, some nails may fall. No, hair loss, isn't it? Sal what? No. Hair loss, bald head. We can say, Sal, Swarupa Apakshayaha. Hair loss. When he was young, oh my God, how lot of curly hair he had. Now, total bald. Even at the age of 40, 35. Sometimes it happens for people. It's called what now? Sal? Such parts. Some parts go. It's called Swarupa Apakshayaha. Substantial decay. Essential decay. Is ever now? Or you can say, Swarupena Apakshiyate. Okay, the change is happening in the form of, in the very appearance also. Changes and modifications happening in one's appearance. The person has changed so much. He looks so different, we say, isn't it? He looks so different. Called Swarupena Apakshiyate. The decay happening substantially is Swarupa Apakshayaha. Such a Swarupa Apakshayaha is not there on the part of the Atma. Atma does not have Swarupa Apakshayaha. Substantial decay is not there for the Atma. Why? Niravayavat. What reason you have to give you? What is the reason? What is the hetu? Niravayavatvat. Atma has no parts. Atma has no legs, hands, fingers, nails, hair, you know, earlobes, eyelids. Atma has no parts. Our physical body is many spare parts put together intelligently. In Pujya Swamiji's language, physical body itself is what? Many spare parts put together intelligently. Inside also is what? Many spare parts put together intelligently. Whereas Atma, therefore, all avayavanam samuhaha, isn't it? Whereas Atma is niravayavaha. Atma has no avayavams, no parts. Atma is what? The abstract, formless, all-pervasive, indivisible, undivided, partless consciousness existence. Therefore, niravayavatvat, not having any parts, Atma is not subject to substantial decay. Therefore, Atma is what? Permanent. அகைன் ந அபி குணக்ஷயேன அபக்ஷயா நிர்குணத்வாத். டூ பியூட்டிஃபுல் ரீசன்ஸ். ஓகே, ஆத்மா இஸ் நிர் அவயவா, ஆத்மா இஸ் நிர்குணா. நிர்குணத்வாத் குண அபக்ஷயா நாஸ்தி, நிர் அவயவத்வாத் ஸ்வரூப அபக்ஷயா நாஸ்தி. சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியல் டீகே இஸ் நாட் தேர் ஃபார் ஆத்மா பிகாஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் நோ பார்ட்ஸ். Atma is absolutely attributeless. Attributelessness is the nature of the Atma. Nirgunaha. Therefore what? Gunakshayena apakshayaha nasti. There is no decay in terms of the, in terms of attributes. Attribute-wise decay is called what? Guna apakshayaha. Gunakshaya apakshayaha or guna apakshayaha. So gunataha api apakshayaha nasti. Swarupataha api apakshayaha nasti. The total change in the form appearance does not happen. Even the attribute wise, sometimes the person may look physically, he may look the same. Oh, you look the same when I saw you a few years ago, and you look the same even now. You don't look even old. May you say that the person knows what all problems he has. Isn't it? He will say slowly, he'll say, you know, I had just now, I went through what? The bypass. I got one kidney, you know, I'm on dialysis. One got kidney removed. And then, you know, before I could see well, now I can't see well. It's called guna apakshaya. I can't hear well. Okay, the fading, the subtle powers were very bright before. The bright subtle powers fade and become weak. The bright powerful, the bright subtle powers, the strong functions fading and becoming weak is said to be what now? Guna apakshayaha. The change in physical appearance and the change in the strength. We say, no, I can see the difference in my, as I'm growing older, I become weak. I can see the, you know, the aging, the difference in my strength, etc. That is guna apakshayaha. So guna apakshayaha is also not there for the Atma. Swarupa apakshayaha also is also not there for the Atma. So, ஸ்வரூபேன ந அபக்ஷீயதே. கிமர்த்தம் ஆத்மா நிர் அவயவஹ, நிர் அவயவவான். சோ நிர் அவயவத்வாத் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் ஃப்ரீ, ஆத்மா ஹாஸ் நோ பார்ட்ஸ், ஆத்மா ஹாஸ் நோ ஸ்வரூப அபக்ஷய, ஆஸ் ஆத்மா ஹாஸ் நோ ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், ஆஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் அப்சல்யூட்லி ஆட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ், ஆத்மா ஹாஸ் no guna apakshayaha also. Attribute wise decay is not there for the Atma. You might memorize this. Nirgunatvante guna kshayena apakshayaha nasti atmanaha. Nir avayavatvate swarupena apakshayaha nasti atmanaha. Apakshayaha nasti iti karanataha. As Atma is free from this decay, substantially and objective, attribute wise, Atma is said to be permanent. Atma is of the nature of permanence. So this decay is this decay, one of the bhava vikaras this modification in terms of decay is negated by this word Shashvataha. Okay. Apakshaya viparitapi vriddhi lakshana vikriya pratishidhyate puranaha iti. Apakshaya viparita vikriya vriddhi lakshana vikriya pratishidhyate. Now, okay, Atma is permanent. We understood why. Because Atma doesn't even have this modification in terms of decay. Not only birth and death, even decay is not there. Degeneration is not there. Now, why the other word Puranaha is used describing the Atma? Puranaha is also another beautiful word which also negates the modification which is other than, which is different from the decay. Vardhanam, vriddhihi, growth. Okay, we say now, putting on weight, expanding horizontally, vertically, growing tall, growing fat, you know, or even growing from being young to old, etc. This vriddhi, vriddhi lakshana vikriya. Modification in the form of growth is also negated. This growth is another modification which is different from the modification of decay. So, apakshaya viparita api vikriya, another modification which is different from the decay, in the form of growth is also negated. Vriddhi lakshana vikriya pratishidhyate. Vriddhi lakshana vikaraha pratishidhyate. By which word? Puranaha iti. By mentioning this word Puranaha, Bhagavan Krishna negates. The negation is done. What is negated? Other modification in terms of growth. Okay. Yahahi avayavagamena apachiyate sahavardhate abhinavaha iti cha uchyate. Now he is explaining the word Puranaha. Why Atma is said to be Puranaha? We simply say ancient, ever fresh, etc. Here, actually, if growth happens, growth is how we understand the growth. He says, yahahi avayava agamena. Avayava, please make note, the word avayavaha does not mean simply the part alone. Avayavaha means any limb, any part is called avayavaha. But here, avayava agamaha means addition of anything in the body. Avayava gamaha means addition of flesh, addition of, you know, height, addition of weight is all what? Avayava agamaha. So avayava agamena is by addition of weight, height, etc. We can say what now? Upachiyate. Upachiyate means what? The person either expands horizontally or even vertically. Then sahavardhate. So yahahi avayavagamena apachiyate, that which expands vertically or horizontally with addition of height and weight, that is said to be sahavardhate. That is it, that grows, that which grows is said to be what? Abhinavaha ityuchyate. Abhinavaha means what? Nava means new. Abhinavaha means the new, the new one. New means fresh. Abhinavaha idichyate. You can say the abhinava vidya. The ignorance was there before. Knowledge was not there. Knowledge has risen, which is abhinava vidya. The knowledge which was not there, which has come now, grown. Just again, growth also, not only physical growth. Physical growth, physical expansion, physical growth in terms of height and weight. And emotional maturity, mental maturity, evolution. So mental maturity, refinement, evolution. See, mental maturity, evolution is a growth on the part of the mind. And physical expansion, horizontal, vertical expansion, height in terms of height and weight is what? Is also vriddhihi, growth. So physical growth, emotional maturity. This is all meant by the word vriddhi. Vriddhi lakshana vikriya. Avayava agamena apachiyate saha vardhate abhinavaha iti uchyate. That is said to be what now? Growth. Abhinavaha means what? Vriddhihi. Abhinavaha means a fresh growth, new growth is abhinavaha. So vriddhihi. Oh, he has become very mature now. He is no more immature. When you say that is abhinavaha, that is a new growth, mental growth, inner growth. Look, he was very tiny, now he has grown big boy. This is physical growth. This is called upachayaha. Upachayaha means what? Vriddhihi. So abhinavaha, upachayaha means the same. Iti uchyate. I am to atma niravayavatvat pura api navahayeva. Very beautiful. Puranaha, you explained, this is the meaning of the word puranaha. Pura api navaha. Atma is ever fresh. Before also it is fresh. Atma, why? Niravayavatvat. As atma is free from limbs, parts. As atma is indivisible, undivided, partless whole, due to the limblessness, due to the partlessness of the atma, atma pura api navaha. Atma is always fresh, new. Before also it was ever fresh. It was fresh. It will ever be fresh. Pura api navaha eva iti puranaha. Pura api navaha eva means what? It's ever fresh means there's no apakshayaha. No decay, no degeneration, no attribute-wise decay, no substantial decay, no limbs, no parts. They were what? Ever fresh. Means, there's no such thing called growth. The modification in terms of physical growth, expansion, or mental maturity, evolution, such growth is not there for the Atma. Atma does not become mature from being immature. Atma does not become fat or tall. Therefore, what now? Na vardhate. Atma not subject to the modification in terms of growth. Therefore, Atma is said to be ever fresh puranaha. doesn't fade at all. Tatha na hanyate. If Atma is not, na hanyate. Atma is not killed. Na hanti does not kill. Okay. Very beautiful. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains something very interesting. Atra viparinama viparinama arthe. Viparinama arthe. Viparinamaha means what? Metamorphosis. Isn't it? Asti jayate vardhate viparinamate is the verb. Viparinama. Vishesha parinamaha. Viparinamaha. Metamorphosis. Viparinama arthe drashtavyaha. Apunaruktayai. Okay. So here, when Bhagavan presented the same fact about the Atma in all the four quarters. Please take first, see the first quarter of the verse. Najayate namriyate vakadachit. That is the first quarter. Same thing he says what? Na ayam bhutva abhavita bhuyaha. Same idea. Same thing is repeated here. Words are different. The teaching is the same. So having been, without having been, does not come into being again newly. He repeats the same thing. Again he says what? Ajaha, ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. By presenting all these words, Bhagavan repeats the same thing. So, same idea. Atma is of the nature of timelessness. Atma is not subject to, Atma is the nature of timelessness. Implying Atma is not subject to any modifications. The same teaching is given by Bhagavan in three quarters of the verse. Bhagavan repeats what has been already said. So, when any fact mentioned once, if it is repeated, in the Shastram, it is said to be a defect. Defect of repetition. Punarukti doshaha. Even writing books and all, some authors, when they write books, based books on culture, religious disciplines, or anything. When they write books, anything. If they state one fact in their book, the same fact is repeated by the author in many occasions and many different pages. It is said to be, that book is said to be having the defect of repetition. Punarukti doshaha, repeating what has been said once again, is said to be punarukti doshaha, the effect of repetition. But here Bhagavan has repeated, so Shankaracharya says, viparinama arthe apunaruktaye drashtavyaha. Apunaruktaye means what? It must be understood. Drashtavya means it must be, here it must be understood that there is no defect of repetition. Apunarukta. Punarukta doshaha nasti. Punarukti doshaha. Punarukti doshaha atra nasti. Seeing that there is no defect of repetition, okay, is what now? Apuraktai, apunaruktai, dashtavyaha. Why? Because viparinama arthe na viparinamyate ityartha. There is no such a modification in terms of metamorphosis on the part of the Atma. Okay. How we have to understand? See, in Tarka Shastram, in logic, whenever they want to teach, drive home a fact, and they present the teaching in such a way, okay, the first, they have to present a statement of fact. The presenting the statement of fact is what? This is the state fact, it has to be understood. The presenting the statement of fact is first, which is called proposition. Then, when the statement of fact is presented as a proposition, it must be explained. And explanation must be in the form of giving a reason. We have to give the reason. And that is called a hetuhu. When the hetuhu is given, it's called giving the reason why this is a fact. Now we say, Atma na jayate na mriyate va kadachit, never is Atma born, never does Atma die. It's a statement of fact. Why we say this? What the reason? Nayam bhutva abhavita vana bhuyaha. The second quarter should be taken as reason, hetuhu. Reasoning given to explain that. When the explanation is given, the reason is given, then the fact which has been simply presented as proposition is confirmed. So the confirmation of the fact, the firm understanding of the fact is called nigamanam. Ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha. I am Atma, ajaha nityaha shashvataha puranaha. This Atma, ajaha nityaha shashvataha puranaha. We use these four words. By these four words, Shankara Bhagavata says, Bhagavan thoughtfully present the negation of all possible modifications of any existent object happening on the part of the Atma. All modifications pertaining to the existent objects are negated. Birth, death, and all the changes happening in between the birth and death, all modifications are negated. Ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. These four words negate all modifications. Modification in terms of birth, modification in terms of death, the timeless, time-bound nature is negated, then even the modifications happening in between birth and death as apakshayaha. Two types of apakshaya, substantial decay and attribute-wise decay, also become negated. And puranaha negates modification in the form of growth. All defects are negated. All modifications are negated. And is what firm understanding. The third, in Tarka Shastra, they have to present like this. The third quarter of the verse presents the nigamanam. Means firm conclusion. Nigamanam. Then nigamana, we can say, as a nishedaha, nishedaha, again nigamanam, negation by explanation, how it is explained again by negating all the attributes, all other modifications, the attributes in terms of modification. Then again nigamanam, the conclusion. Na hanyate, na han. ஹன்யமானே ஷரீரே ந ஹன்யதே. And the body is killed, Atma is not killed. The final conclusions. This is how the teaching is presented. Therefore, there is no such thing called the defect of repetition in Bhagavan's teachings. Yahahi avayava agamena, avayava agamena apachiyate, na sa vardhate abhinavaha iti cha uchyate. அயம் து ஆத்மா நிரவயவத்வாத் புராபி நவக ஏவ இதி புராணஹா. சோ ந வர்தத்தே புரா எவர் ஃப்ரெஷ் மீன் வாட் எவர் க்ரோன் இட் கெனாட் பிகம் பிகர் தேன் வாட் இட் இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தேன் வாட் இட் இஸ் நத்திங் கேன் ஃபேட் நோ சச் எ திங் கால் ஃபேடிங் the part of the atma na vardhate tyartha tatha na hanyate hanti. Okay, I'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay, something I have to say very important. Teaching will continue tomorrow. I'm sure everything is very clear. Om, and wish you all a very, very, very happy Kanda Shashti, Skanda Shashti. Okay. Kanda is Tamil, Skanda Sanskrit, isn't it? Let us remember Subramanya Swami. You know, Subramanya Swami is always, Puja Swami used to say, Subramanya Swami should be worshipped for removing all unwanted things from the body, the system, body and mind. All poisons, anything, okay, anything cancerous and poisonous, all unwanted stuff in the body, in the whole system. For removal, we have to hold on to Subramanya Swami. And for bhaya nivritti, Subramanya Swami. And if the horoscopes present only what? Only present our paradha karma. What we have in our store is shown in our horoscopes. Our own punya papams, what is going to bring is going to be shown in the horoscopes. And sometimes the Rahu and Ketu, the shadow planets, they actually reveal. Sometimes, no, they can be in favorable places or unfavorable. They can be unfavorable also. If Rahu and Ketu are not favorable in our horoscopes, he used to say, hold on to brothers. To tackle problems caused by Ketu, Mahaganapati. To tackle problems, you know, caused by Rahu, Subramanya Swami. So, and if you see Subramanya Sahasranama, I tell you, every name is like Vishnu Sahasranama only. Very beautiful, every word, every name of Subramanya Swami is Sakshat, Shastra's words only. சால் ஆத்மஸ்வரூப பிரதிபாதிக்காக சப்தாக. The words reveal only ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். That is சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி சாட்சாத் பரம்பிரம்ம. Okay? So, we cannot anything better than invoking the grace of Bhagavan as சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி in these 6 days special occasion. We will not get this time once to miss it. Until next year, we won't get it. Especially this month, after Amavasya and Pratama onwards, until Shashti Tithi, these 6 days, they're able to fast or not, doesn't matter. Fasting is, if possible, you can fast, it's okay. But at least place the mind in Bhagavan Subramanya. Okay? So we'll end the class with Subramanya, one Bhujanga sloka. Kumaresha suno guhaskanda senapate shakti pane mayuradhirudha புலிந்தாத்மஜாகாந்த பக்தார்த்திஹாரின் பிரபோதாரகாரே சதாரக்ஷமாம் த்வம் சதாரக்ஷமாம் த்வம் சதாரக்ஷமாம் த்வம். ஓம் பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.